This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One left.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office. You.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you. Steve Sippel will be here shortly. Bill Bush, Jake Sorensen here in the studio. Welcome to Black Friday. Welcome to game day. Nebraska, Iowa, 5 hours kicking off from right now here in Lincoln Memorial Stadium. Bill, good morning. It's not terribly cold outside for Black Friday yet.
Feel bad at all. What's the weather we have going? It did not feel bad at all out there
well,
today.
Well, I would say the weather does not look particularly great for the rest of the weekend, especially tonight. And tomorrow, I mean, reports have been changing for hours on this, but it appears that freezing rain's on its way this evening, as well as potentially up to 2 to 4 inches of snow through tomorrow afternoon.
But game day would look like we should be fine, right?
For the actual game itself, I don't think there's going to be any elements besides cold and maybe some wind, but not like it was.
Cold and wind could be something now, because I think there's a big difference. And I saw in the north part of the state, it was about a 10 degrees difference in temperature. Okay. It was like 18 in Creighton this morning.
Let me get you right now. Yeah. Right, I'm looking at my weather app as of this moment. It says it's 20 degrees right now. The high today is 32, and I don't see any precipitation until like midnight. So we should be
what
clear.
What time is the high hit today?
Thank you for asking that.
Is that about 2 in the afternoon?
The high today of 32 will be about 3 and 4 o'clock. So game time kickoff, 28 degrees at 11 a.m.,
That will be some bite in the air if we have some wind, Jake.
Now let me get your wind update here for you, Bill.
We'll do the wind, please.
Wind update. We care about the weather here. We love the weather in the studio.
We do ag.
We love weather. Okay, so kickoff, winds at about 11 miles per hour from the southeast and gusts up to about 20. And by the end of the game, it's still about 13 miles per hour wind, east-southeast winds at that point. So it'd be interesting. You see people outside the hotel.
Yeah, I think I know who that is.
He's
coming over to be a guest on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to open the door for him.
Yes.
The doors are locked at this point. So
we don't have Rudy here.
You have to carry that for
Tell
a few
us that
seconds.
Wind again, Jake.
What's that?
The wind again.
Yeah, 11 miles per hour. 11 to 13 and then gust to 20 at some point during the game, potentially.
What I found out for the most part when they give you the 11 to 20, whatever, 10 to 11 miles an hour, maybe some gust, it's usually higher than that. So usually it's a little bit more than that. So that'd be interesting to see.
I'm going to tell them to go all the way around. Okay. Yeah. They're not seeing
me. I'll just go get them.
Okay. That'd be great.
I got it.
Sip told me about 5:50 that he will be here about 6:05 to 6:08. I think he might have slept in, or that's okay. It's Black Friday. I was up to about 1:30 last night having with some friends in the house, so we're powering through on this Black Friday. If you are with us again, text us 402-464-5685. It is game day. Are you up? Are you Adam? Were you at? Were you up late last night? Because the party is starting right now. The party does not start at 11 a.m. It starts right now. So we want to hear from you guys. We want you to stop by. The mill will be open, by the way, around 7 o'clock this morning. If you want to stop by and have coffee prior to the game, prior to your tailgating, you are more than welcome to come in and see us. Yes, we do have some special guests that are coming in a second, as Bill has brought them in. It is Black Friday. It's game day. And as Bill gets the mic set up, I believe we have our good friend Joey from 738 Ag in the building. Come on, get to the microphone. Gentlemen, anything goes on a Black Friday. game day as people are, you know, still in Thanksgiving recovery mode today. Joey, it's good to see you again. It's been a couple months since I've seen you here.
Yeah, good to see you.
How are you going to the game today?
We are.
Okay. Thanksgiving yesterday, was that in Lincoln or that in Bertrand or somewhere else?
Bertrand.
Okay. All right. Joey's in the building, Bill. Ag.
He's in the building. Where you stayed at last night, Joey.
What's that?
What'd you say at last night, Joey?
Hampton Inn. Right
the Hampton across the street?
Stay at the Hampton across the street. How was it? I heard the rooms have really high ceilings. Is that true?
Very high ceilings.
Very high ceilings.
The highest of ceilings.
You got to have good eyes to see the TV. It's
So it's this is good. Now, will there be any sort of a parade or any sort of anybody picking you up and whisking you down to the stadium today? Will that happen?
No. Christy's
come
in
on,
town.
Joey.
We got to set up for the tailgate.
Where will the tailgate be at?
Right north of the stadium where you used to park.
Right there. Oh, nice there. Okay, now right where you're at. I'll be that. That's kind of, wow, that's high dollar area right there. Ag is going well. Corn sales are big.
No, I don't think that's the case. But
I got the photo yesterday, or it was yesterday, 2 days ago, that harvest has been completed. Is that accurate?
Harvest is in the books.
That's a good deal at that. And you have, who's with us here, Joey?
I got my son Ryan here.
Ryan's here. Ryan's the star baseball player.
Yep.
Yes, Ryan's a star baseball player. Chance at the major leagues. Is that correct, Ryan?
Sure.
I'm not going for that a lot, but yeah. Glad to have you guys
Ryan,
here.
Ryan, how old are you, and what do you play? What position do you play?
I'm 14, and I play catcher.
Okay. All right.
Which we feel is the best position, touching the ball all the time, every single time. Pitchers, what, every two or three games they're throwing like that. You're in the middle of it every single time. So that's a good deal. So there's no ag going on today whatsoever. Is that right?
We're shut down today.
We're shut down.
It's a party
like that.
Day. They're celebrating.
Party day. Shut down like that. That's good. So what will the day entail? Give us some scoop on that.
Tailgate starts at 8. Go in and watch the game at 11. Hope we have a win today. And
yeah, it should be. Yeah, I said that. It's going to be an exciting day for the. Our weatherman here.
Yes,
gave us the weather
the
right
update.
Now.
Update.
The
28 degrees around kickoff.
Around kickoff
today.
About 20 degrees with a slight. Chance of a breeze, which usually is a little bit higher than slight. Every time they give you a number, it's usually higher than that for the most part. So there could be a little bit of a wind effect with it, but not horrific. Not like I said, a little bit further north in here. There's moisture and there's snow, and then the weather is in the teens. That makes a difference. So I don't think it's that bad of weather, really. Like Jake, there's no moisture for the game at all, so it should be good. Yeah,
the wind looks like it's not going to be, you know, again, 11-mile-per-hour wind, gust to maybe 20. That's not great, but it's not sleeting. It's not snowing. It's not ice. That's tonight.
Yes.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
We don't. So should be fine for the game.
Well, good deal. What? So with ag now, Joey, are we putting down some ammonia later this week?
No ammonia.
We're done.
We don't do ammonia.
No, you don't do any. Here. Wow, you guys are kind of flexing right now. Okay. A little bit. How about that?
We're got some guys strip tilling, put some on liquid.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's good though. Are you part of this? Are you helping put anything down at all?
Not yet.
Is he driving any sort of big equipment, Joey?
Oh yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, we got him driving.
All right, that's good.
He's like too that. Busy now. He don't help much.
Well, he has the kids.
He's a baseball.
He's got sports like that. And are you playing hoops too? Are you doing the hoops thing? Gotcha.
Wrestling right now.
Okay, gotcha. When did does that officially start about their first match about this Thursday coming up? About when it starts, Thursday or Friday? Or they've already had one.
They've had two matches already.
Oh, really? Already? Has he had a couple duels already? Oh, nice.
Yep.
Nice. Sip's coming in for us here, right here.
Yeah, Steve's here. Arrived. Yeah.
Steve's here. Joe,
we're off to a rousing start.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Yeah. Come on in.
We got Joey and the team in the building.
Joey, and we're worried about Steve like that, but he made it in. So
he's here.
So Sip is here for us. So a big day for us right there like that. Well, we're glad you guys stopped in, obviously, to get a chance to talk about ag and 738, the home base right there. How long of a drive is it from Bertrand here?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Where do you jump on the interstate at?
Overton.
Gotcha.
Lexington area.
So easy access then.
It's
right
pretty
away.
Pretty easy. Yeah.
Pretty easy access, and you're right away, and you're up and rolling. It's good. Did you see any pheasants when you're harvesting, Joey?
Oh yeah, lots of them.
Did you? Now, in here or South Dakota?
Oh, we're seeing more in Nebraska now too. But
we've had quite a few up north too. There's been a big comeback, which has been awesome.
Yeah, we haven't seen in quite a while, but now this year, the last couple of years, we've seen quite a bit.
Seen quite a few? That's awesome.
Well,
good deal at that.
If you guys need some coffee, we got some in the back. If you need to get some caffeine. Otherwise, we'll let Sip get in here. We appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thanks for coming in,
guys. Hope you enjoy the tailgate today. And it's not going to be too cold. So
if you have time, hang out for a little bit, and we'll be off our we'll get our break. We'll get a chance to visit with you guys for a little bit.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, guys.
Joey and Ryan. Yep. Hey. All right, Sip, come on in. Let's go to the bathroom. It's fine. Yeah, come on in. Yeah, we're. Thank you, Joey and Ryan, from 738 Egg.
Came in
surprise,
live.
Surprise guest.
Usually
this
we
morning.
Do Joey for live. We did it live. That was incredible.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Steve's here.
It's game day. It's Black Friday. Things could be weird today. You never know. We're just doing live radio here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We're doing that. So Sip is now talking to Joey. It's fine. You guys can always chime in at 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. We know you're fired up. We know that people are out there probably getting ready to drive into Lincoln, get their tailgate set up. If you're maybe coming from Holdridge or Bertrand like Joey did last night. It's going to be a big day.
It's a big day, man. You got to get moving pretty quick today at that. With that 11 o'clock kickoff, how many? What have we had? One or two this year? Was it?
Houston Christian was 11 a.m. And then beyond that.
I think that was it, right? Because Akron was like 2:30, wasn't it?
That was actually 6 p.m. game.
Oh, that was a night game.
That was a night game.
Okay.
That was a night game as well as Michigan was 2:30. We had USC was a night game. And then Northwestern was. That was 11, I think. Was that 11 o'clock? I think Northwestern was 11 a.m. too.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Except to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get him in here in a second. You guys can always chime in, 464-5685. I know people are pumped up. I'm telling you, last night at my house, we had several Iowa fans there. Now, that's because I'm a nice person. I'm a very cordial.
You didn't out them.
No, I didn't out them. Okay. I invited them to be at the house. They're friends of Taylor's, who will be here at some point today, my brother-in-law.
Gotcha.
And so there was probably, I would say, half and half Iowa fans and Nebraska fans in the Sorensen compound last night.
Was there some kidbitzing going back and
forth? Oh, God, yeah.
Was there some shots fired?
I was thinking about some of my last words. I was up till 1:30 last night, but here on time, here to roll.
He was here early. Jake was here and ready to go.
I know at one point I said to one of the Iowa fans, you guys should bow down to Phil Parker or something like that.
Yes.
Because he wanted to say, and Kirk Ferentz, of course, we love Kirk Ferentz. Great coach, longtime coach. I think that Kirk has had a longevity for many reasons, but a big part of that is Phil Parker. We went through this the other day on the show that his first year there was his worst defense was like 45th, and ever since then, every year a top 25 defense. So I said, yo, Kirk deserves his praise, but don't you dare ever forget about Phil Parker. And he wanted to push back. He said, oh, all right, we'll take him here. Bring him to Nebraska. We'll show you what it's like for Phil Parker.
I tell you what is amazing about what Phil Parker has done, is especially in the last, five, 6 years, is the Iowa offense has been non-existent.
Right.
Non-existent.
I brought that up last night.
A couple years ago, they were like 130-something. They put a clause in on the coordinator. They had to finish like at a certain spot, and he wasn't even close to it. But yet so my point of that is that you're jogging out there a lot. It's like, well, the offense really, I mean, if you're coaching defense at Navy, it'd be fun. Cause I watched the game last night and they just own the clock for like 10 minute drives. And it's incredible. Well, that wasn't happening at all at Iowa.
No,
it didn't happen at all at Michigan State game last week. It was like their offense couldn't do anything. They're the only, he had one touchdown. One was a punt return, I believe it was.
Yeah, Weegean. That's what he does.
Weegean, yes. Weegean is here. I'm sure he's right over here. He's probably in the graduate.
Do you think
he's
up right now? When are they waking up for a game day?
They're waked up. Yep, they're up.
Okay.
Yeah, they're up. They're up right now.
What happens at about 6:13 on 11 a.m. game? Are they eating breakfast right now at the hotel? Usually, but the typical itinerary, Bill?
Yeah, they're probably just getting woke up right now. Usually the four-hour window is about what it is, so that window is going to be breakfast at about 7 o'clock, and they'll be on their way at probably 8 something over to the stadium, 8:30, 8:45, something like that to the stadium, I'd imagine.
Okay.
And I don't know if Nebraska still stays in the same spot. They were at the Cornhusker before, so I think that's probably where they're still at.
They are there,
So those will match almost identical. But yes, they would be up right now. They've gotten their wake-up call. They're up and ready to go, and they'll come down the elevator and wherever they go. I've never stayed at the graduate before.
I have one time
for a game, so I'm not sure what that setup is, but they'll be down in the basement. That's where they'll be set up at.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was up and rolling this morning. Both teams 7-4. I kept saying it. Iowa likes to revel in the fact that keep Nebraska from bowl games. Both teams are going to a bowl game. You don't have that to play for. But with that being said, as I said all week long, Nebraska has lost 6 straight games in Lincoln to Iowa. That goes all the way back to Bo Pelini. At some point. Again, that's not the fault of these guys playing. They were not a part of those. But I would say, do you want to be the team that ends the streak to Iowa? That starts today, potentially, with you guys. You can be the ones that buck this trend of all these losses to Iowa and Lincoln and hopefully change things for the better. Possible.
Yeah, isn't this just a Kurt Cignetti moment? I mean, like when they
asked him about
your team's never has won here at Penn
State.
These guys haven't played here,
dude. So Alpha.
That was it. Just these guys haven't played here, so he's like didn't even think twice about it.
No,
with what they have. So no, it's going to be a great venue. I imagine. Like I said, I did see some tickets for sale. On the whatever you want to call it, that the
you've seen the StubHub on, the prices.
Check the StubHub prices.
I'm looking right now.
All I saw was there was some tickets that were available. So I think tickets are somewhat available right now.
Well, I'm seeing the spreads down to 5.5. The tickets are available as low as $28 per ESPN on the Vivid Seats pricing. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of tickets I saw for sale on the social media outlets. But that I didn't see what the costs were and like that. But that's kind of a low number for Nebraska, $28.
That's just the fact it's chilly and
yeah, it is a little bit.
It's cold.
Put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah, put on a sweatshirt.
Yes,
put on a sweatshirt.
Fight through it, man.
Oh my God, that's loud.
Yeah, I've noticed. Sip, this is a compliment to you. When I've sat in your seat doing the next show once in a while, I sit in there. I don't know how you can hear because I have to crank yours all the way up. You must have the best hearing in the history of mankind.
No, I don't.
I think that's a credit to you. Because I can't hear. It is the faintest sound when I sit with your headset on. So that's
Joey,
well done to your ears.
Joey, what the hell? Joey's here.
Yeah. He's on the air with
us. Did it live.
What's that?
I knew he's coming over. He texted me last night. But he came across the street like 6:01.
He did. He's on time.
He was on time.
But come on, it's Joey.
We don't have any coffee for him, so I was kind of freaked out.
I did say he could have some coffee.
I know, but there's only a little bit left.
I made 10 cups. How's there a little bit left?
Hey, there can't be more than just a little bit left.
I think there was just a little bit left.
No.
There'll be a full pot in there. Yeah.
Huh? Did you see the normal you got from the pot? Is that
Yeah, hot? I got this from the pot.
Yeah.
This is all I took, too. I made nearly
a full pot. I don't know how,
really?
How could be out.
Okay, maybe I just saw it wrong.
You might have. Yeah. It's definitely full.
I thought, my first thought was I got to tell Jake to make some more coffee.
Well, I can do that still.
Jake can do it.
What time is the mill open?
They open at about 7 o'clock today. So we've got about 45 minutes before they actually are open. In operation.
Didn't open that time. Didn't 2 days ago.
They were here.
They were open at 6.
I think we'll be seeing a bustling mill because of morning game. It's cold outside. People want their coffee.
Bustling.
So I'm going bustling. So by 7 a.m., I think this place will be packed full of Breakers and probably some Iowa fans as well. And they can still buy coffee here. Their money is welcome at the mill.
Yeah. It's not too bad out, though.
It's not bad. It's not overly windy. It's good.
No, it's actually way better than I thought it was going to be. Distress appropriately.
Yeah, it didn't seem bad to me at all. I was like, I wasn't that shocked. Now, I was only outside for a matter of probably 6 seconds at a shot. So it wasn't
God.
Yeah, so I wasn't like I was really, really hanging in there for a long time.
I should apologize for being late. I forgot about the
Did you park it?
Yeah, no, I parked at the post office.
We hit it.
And then hit some Husker fans coming here. You know,
it's game day, man. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. You're good. You made it. You're here.
It worked out. Joey's here.
You got your coffee.
Yeah. Joey's here. Yeah. Thanksgiving Eve just continued from.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
From the time we left here from that.
Hey, can you wait 1 second?
Yes.
Let me grab my. Just wait 1 second. Keep going.
What do you got to grab? How can you wait but grab?
I got to grab my computer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Keep going.
Thanksgiving Eve. So let's go back in time. We had, of course, our big party here on Wednesday,
epic.
Which was amazing. Yeah. I think we had 150 people,
probably more.
Yeah. Maybe 200?
There was that many at one time. Probably 200, I'd imagine, that came through the door. People that came from great distance like that. There was gifts brought in. There was foods. There was, you name it, we had everything going on. It was borderline incredible.
We did. And you know, Kathy Woody made the Randy bars.
Those were so good. They were a Rice Krispie bar with icing on them, which was incredible.
I can't get over the fact that our friend, your friend, Jay Kaser, Kaser Painting, brought in 10 dozen donuts. By the time the show ended, there were two total donuts.
Left.
Not two boxes, Bill. Two donuts. That's called perfect buying by Jay Kaser.
And I think Kaser Painting, thank you. Also with that, I think there were some people that were kind of shy, like they didn't take the donuts. Or, oh, I don't want to take them because of that. But people got going, and it was amazing. We had people, Jennifer and Hubby brought in candles, which is very exciting, Fruit Loop candles. And so there was a lot of energy going on there. But it got better as I got a chance to run into Jake Sorensen later that night down at the beer house. That was incredible.
And Grant/Durant was there also. And Duke was there.
Duke
and Laura
was there. And Josh McGuire was there. And House Menders was there. We had quite a crew down there. And the polka band, Angie, and I don't know what the name was.
I forget. Angie something.
Angie something. But they were amazing polka band.
You talk about instant energy. Now the bars are going to be fun no matter what we are at on Thanksgiving Eve. It's just that's a big drinking day, as Cody told us on the show. But when you add in a polka band,
wow, a polka band.
Were you ever like not smiling that night?
No, I was smiling the whole time. And the tuba, boom, boom. And then of course, there's two songs. You know, Roll Out the Barrel and In Heaven There Is No Beer.
And we sang
both. That was the staple. For both, that is the staple for polka music. One time we just said play it again. We just wanted us to
but
play.
But they didn't though.
And they didn't.
We were pretty forceful to say play it again.
Play the OG. It was awesome.
Didn't happen.
So very thankful
for
Cody.
But Sip did receive the video of Bar Time at Beer House. Yeah,
I did. It was fun.
Yeah, I wish you were there.
Fun. Yes.
Duke said, "Where's Sip at?" We said, "There's probably a low chance he comes, but we can let him know that we're here."
I went no chance. You went low chance.
I went low chance.
No chance was probably there.
Yeah.
But you did respond right away to the grab.
The odds
you
of me being there was almost 4%, and I was there.
You were there.
And I was there.
You did, yeah. And by the way, someone says, Husker Mike says, is the tree of trust full? It is, and it is still up the window. It is full.
So there's hundreds up there on tree. And the nice part about that was that McSafety was able to take text messages and then scribe them out and put them up. And so McSafety's got incredible handwriting. So thank you, McSafety.
He does.
Some of the memorable ones were, someone says, thank you for family, and Sip was one of them.
That was one.
Got a picture of that family and Sip.
Yes.
That's McSafety's writing. I was struck by the writing.
He wrote about 30 of his own.
It was a lot.
He was taking people's ideas there, the recommendations.
Are we doing a party for What's the another when the Groundhog,
Groundhog Day? Yeah, we'll plan February 2nd.
We'll see.
As long as
I don't know. I don't know. I can. Well, this is kind of our day. If you start watering it down, it can turn into the playoffs. All of a sudden, hey, let's do 48 teams for the college football playoffs. How fun will that be? Not very much.
Also, just check. February 2nd is a Monday. It's not really it's not a party day.
Yeah, we don't want to have a
we'll party, but not like that kind of party.
Party Friday before.
You got to do that.
I don't think you can do Groundhog Day on a different day. No, I don't think that's even remotely possible.
Punxsutawney Phil comes
out. You're right. The watering down might not be the thing to do.
We're not watering down. Mm-hmm. How was your Thanksgiving sip? Were you out and about?
Steve, tell us.
It was just... I've just been frazzled. I'm down to one pair of glasses, so I was freaking out. And I do have them. They're in my bag. I'm down to one. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Especially on a work day. Especially on a day when I don't have time to run to Walgreens. So these are very valuable.
You got to head straight
Don't lose those.
You got to head from straight to here to the stadium. Are you walking to the stadium from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I parked. So that's why I'm late, because I parked at the post office. I totally forgot about it, too.
And you ran into some Husker fans.
Yeah, some Husker fans.
Were they setting up for tailgate or what are they doing? What were they doing? It's a little early.
I don't know what they're
a little early. 6 o'clock. A little early.
But there's a lot of hotels over there.
Yeah,
there are.
That took about 8 minutes. I would have probably made it on time, but it was fine. I told them it's the first idle chit chat. I'm going to miss some idle chit chat. It's not probably a big deal.
Well, it's
what are we doing a call or not?
We are doing the call.
I guess not. I don't know. Jake has not said anything about it.
Not well. Okay, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friend Joey, who is here. Robes in the
Joey
at in Bertrand
738.
Still here, by the way.
738 ag.com. They do all things ag in Bertrand.
Yeah, we don't have a producer here, so we can't get him coffee. I wonder if he needs coffee. He's out there.
We said hang on during the break. We'll get you some coffee. Now, what do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat? Please text us. It's roll call. Text us right now your age, your name, where you're listening from, and what fourth item for the Breakers today, Bill?
I want to know what your favorite leftover for today is. Oh. I want to know what is your go-to, what means the most to you today for your leftover, for if you're not at the game or you're watching it at home, or what is your favorite thing you're going to go through? You can't wait to get fired up again today.
What's your answer to that, Sip?
Cranberries and white meat.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Mine would be stuffing.
And white meat. All right.
Mine's stuffing. That's what I want.
No, that's
stuffing.
Close.
And I tell you what,
close.
And you can put stuffing on a turkey sandwich. Put the stuffing on the sandwich, and it's tasty now.
A lot of salt and pepper.
Yes. Heavy salt.
Yeah. Heavy.
Go heavy sodium.
You can go heavy salt on anything. Just remember that.
Yes.
These are true words. They're true words. Yeah.
It's overrated.
I think white turkey also is the answer.
You go white turkey.
You said white turkey. Yeah, but go white turkey as well. The dark meat's fine.
Do you put anything on it?
Yeah.
A little gravy?
A little gravy.
Yeah, gravy.
You don't do gravy, do you?
No, I don't do
gravy. He doesn't strike me as a gravy.
That's odd
really
to me.
I don't really do gravy.
Just a piece of hunk of dry meat.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds so awful.
Maybe some honey mustard. Yeah. I don't know. Or mustard.
And honey mustard on a roasted turkey sounds even worse.
I forget what I put on it.
It just turned odd.
I couldn't imagine right now.
Put some honey mustard on turkey.
I remember my grandma getting that big bird out of the oven, and we would carve it. And then we pass around a big vat of honey mustard, and everyone
slather it.
This is only for the leftovers, not the actual meal.
The leftovers. Just want a piece of white turkey with honey mustard.
Load it up.
That sounds so bad.
What is wrong with you?
You guys have to try it before you knock
just
you.
It's honey mustard.
Load it up. Okay, we got some response.
That was super funny.
I know, honey mustard.
That's your favorite.
White turkey and white meat.
Honey mustard. That sounds terrible. Could have said a piece of pumpkin pie or something. No.
I could have that as well. I like the turkey, though. Husker Mike in Waterloo says dressing and stuffing is his favorite part. He's working out, by the way, right now.
Oh, he's
fitness.
He's a bad man.
He's 65.
Yeah. We know him. Oh, is he 65?
That's what he says, age 65.
Ask if he's doing any free weights at all.
Are you coming to the game? He's at every Husker game. Are you coming to the game today, Husker Mike? Working out pregame, or are you not coming at all?
6:26. He's got plenty of time.
He's got plenty of time.
Tim in Dallas says his meal would be Busch Lights.
Busch Lights. That's okay. All right. A little different. Okay.
Liquid diet for him. Good morning from Bob in Montana. Brisket.
Oh, nice.
God.
Leftover brisket. There'll be a lot of leftover.
Did you talk about your rheumatoid thing, or are you waiting on that?
What's that? We already hit that.
Okay.
Yeah, we hit on that. Yes,
did you have brisket?
It was very good. Phil took care of me.
Was there brisket?
There was sirloin.
Ooh.
There was sirloin.
That's your meal.
Yeah, and it was really good. It was really good. I focused on the sides. You guys all know that. That
stuffing.
Was my deal.
Stuffing.
And yes. Did you put stuff in Tupperware?
What's that?
No Tupperware.
I did not do any Tupperware. Yes.
Missed out. Travis and Stephanie in Panama City Beach say good morning. Stuffing. Huskers by 10 also, they say.
Woo!
Huskers by 10.
Woo!
We'll probably talk about this in a little bit.
We will. Kristen Fremont says turkey sandwich, age 49. Mitten, Arkansas also turkey sandwich. Hopefully with honey mustard.
Honey mustard all over it. Never even heard of
try
that.
It out,
sandwich makes sense. Just a slab of turkey on a plate.
Something to add.
Some honey mustard.
Try it out. Mike in Ozark, Missouri.
Good.
Leftover turkey on a roll with gravy. All right. See, he wants gravy in his turkey.
Yeah.
Mike
in
Ozark.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's normal.
You should try the honey mustard before you knock it.
I have never heard of honey mustard ever being on a table or any place around Thanksgiving in my life.
Lou in Orlando, age 80, stuffing and a cut of ham is his leftover.
Ham, yes. A lot of ham yesterday.
Dirty Tony and the boys says green bean casserole leftover.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's.
Oh, no.
That would not be me. But
yeah, that green bean casserole thing's sort of hot button topic.
If the mushrooms are not in it, I could eat it. If there's mushrooms, I'm out. I don't like mushrooms. Completely out of mushrooms. Entirely out of mushrooms.
I would hate to have Jake over for dinner. Then the list of things you won't.
No, it's not that long. I don't want mushrooms. Keep the mushrooms off the table. I don't want to see you.
Okay.
Out the Newt, they turkey really sandwich. Have. Jesse and Milford, turkey soup.
Okay.
Turkey soup.
Never had.
Okay. Never had. Sounds good. I wonder if it's a chowder.
Sandmaster's listening from my living room. He says because he's at the house. Sandmaster in KC is at my house. There's a lot
Hold
of people
it.
At the house.
What?
Yeah.
Sandmaster is at your house.
Yeah, Sandmaster is
this
one
is
of
way too much.
15 people at my house right now.
Do you know him?
That's why he's at my house.
Yeah, you know him?
I know Sandmaster. His name is Scott.
Okay.
Good friend.
Okay. At first, I thought I said Sanderson. I go, Sanderson, Sandy with the nice hair, is that your house?
Sandmaster is at the house.
Why is Sandy
he's
at your house?
He's texting from your house.
Yeah, he's up. He was up late, too, last. We were all having some beverages until about 1:30 in the morning.
I don't know how
but
you
we're
do
here.
It.
No, I don't.
I don't have no
man,
idea.
We fought through.
This.
We're good. I got coffee and water.
I watched the end of that the Bengals game. I could barely get myself.
I watched that too. Bengals won 29-15 last night. Lamar Jackson does not look right. Joe Burrow looked great in his first game since like week two. It was good last night.
Man, good day of football.
Yes, Lions lose to the Packers and the other game. Cowboys. The Chiefs 31-28. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Cowboys back-to-back wins over the Eagles and the Chiefs. That'll do. That'll play for them.
That'll play.
Reed in Des Moines. He's on I-80. He's on I-80 westbound. He's going to be at the mill before the show ends.
Nice.
Well, the show does end at 8 today because we have the pregame show at 8.
Didn't know that.
Yes.
You're here till 8:30 though.
Didn't know that.
You have the pregame.
Yeah. So it's a shorter show for you today.
Oh, God. Okay.
6 to 8 early break. Pregame show starts at 8. We'll go to 8:30 for that for our pregame segment there.
Good news.
More from the roll call. Jason Ankeny says cold turkey sandwich with mayonnaise. Yeah, I don't like
solid.
Mayonnaise.
Solid.
Give me the honey mustard over the mayonnaise.
I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like mushrooms. I don't like that. I don't like gravy. I'm not having it over my house.
I can't.
I'm not. I told Laura, I don't know. Let's get a frozen pizza and hope for the best.
I eat that.
Yeah, I hope for the best. Because Jake right now, I can't imagine being your
Let's
mom.
Let's get a frozen pizza and hope for the best.
That's all we can do.
Hey, that would work, Bill. I would eat that.
After I heard this list of everything that gets texted in right now, I don't like that. I don't eat that. Yuck.
Jake from Beatrice, that's not me, but age 32, delivering Coca-Cola in York right now. He says cold turkey sandwich would be his item.
Delivering? Wow.
He's delivering Coca-Cola in York at this
Coca-Cola
moment.
Coca-Cola products are incredible.
We do love Coca-Cola. Robin, Grand Junction, Colorado, says mashed potatoes, gravy, corn mixed up with stuffing would be his leftovers of choice.
Yeah, the mix is good. Maize.
Where'd the hominy go?
I don't know. Where
I
is
put
that?
It in. I put the big can of hominy.
Oh, you did? Got it. Nice. I went to the food bank. Great. That's awesome.
Somebody got a gallon of hominy.
Here's a first-time texter.
That's a good deal.
Pete from Brigham City, Utah.
All right. Let's
Brigham City. Been there.
That's
obviously.
The first time.
I'm a Ute/Aggie.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah. Brigham City. Absolutely.
Where's it at?
What's that?
Where's it at? What part of Utah?
Brigham City is kind of, I guess it'd be north of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
North of Salt Lake. Yes. Okay. He says turkey and baked ham on Texas toast.
Turkey.
That's a completely
Texas
different. I didn't see it coming. I've never heard Texas toast.
Now
but
we're
I like
talking.
It. Now, but now we're talking.
Now we got an item there. It's good.
God dang. You like Texas toast?
I love Texas
toast. Are you sure?
I do love Texas toast and garlic bread. That stuff's all good. YouTube. Husker Tom in the Philippines. He says he likes Lechon, it's roasted pig, L-E-C-H-O-N. Lechon? Lechon?
Okay, Bill.
Don't know. Not sure what that is, but sounds
roasted
good.
Roasted pig would be his leftover.
Sounds great.
Choice.
That's it does bacon, sound, right?
Yeah. Meat candy. Yeah, any form of bacon is incredible.
Tommy in Dallas says Frito corn salad. That's very extreme.
Ooh, yeah. That has potential. Fritos. Anything with Fritos in it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you could put Fritos in about anything.
Shelby in Kearney, age 27, green bean casserole. Gavin in Shelby, age 22, apple pie.
Okay.
The pie. Thank you.
Because nobody said pie yet.
These are some new breakers. I haven't seen some of these people ever text
before.
You think
Gavin?
Gavin, I've never seen Gavin from Shelby in here ever before.
Welcome.
Gavin
him.
Could be Gavin from Pender and Worlds Could Collide. Two Gavins. We have any more Gavins.
We saw Gavin on Wednesday.
We
got to
have
here.
A Worlds of Collide sounder. So when you say, like, you saw Keith and Derek talking, Derek Apple, you could go, Keith and Derek were talking.
Yeah.
We need a Worlds Collide sounder.
Worlds Collide sounder. You're right.
I'll work on that.
Yes.
Maybe next
and
week.
And I do like the boom.
There's Laura and Derek in a car.
Yeah.
Boom. There's worlds colliding. God, the worlds were colliding.
How about Blitzkrieg being here?
Oh, yeah. He was stayed for the duration, I think. Hey, wait a second. Who was the other guy from Brigham?
That was Pete, new one.
Pete.
So we got new people listening today.
And this is my friend at Blur Party, Stacy, is texting. Says, on Thanksgiving, the day after today, we like to go to Blur Parties. It's the best time. It's the best place to be. Old Smoky, Fireball. They got a lot of drinks.
Old Smoky.
Yeah, Old Smoky shots.
What is that?
They've got
what
some shots of Old Smoky, some Fireball.
Sounds good.
And they have great food there also. They get breakfast options at Blur. Blur is right below the viaduct on the way over to the stage.
That's a great spot.
Okay,
that's what's going on.
Yes. You'll see me there. I'll be
that
there.
That is where five sidewalks convene, and it is mayhem right there to try to get through that. It was incredible. That's when I got caught in the orange shirt. That time when I was trying to head
tailgating,
and I tried to head up the wrong direction. Yeah. I mean,
you're swimming upstream,
trying to go upstream,
like salmon.
You were going to the bottoms.
Yeah,
you thought about you contemplated going under,
and I couldn't. I go. Maybe I can just go across the railroad tracks. If somebody's thought about that already, you can't do that. So
that is the roll.
Wait,
call.
There's not more.
Well, we got some more. Kurt and GI pumpkin pie. Al says, "Good morning, guys. Didn't give me anything. Just
thank
good
you.
Morning, morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
Hey,
thank
Al."
You.
That was a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's good. Husker Rick in Crevecoeur, Missouri, on his way to Lincoln, going right now through Fairview, Kansas. He says ham on a butter roll and pecan pie is his leftover of choice.
Oh, that sounds incredible. The pie.
There's people streaming into Lincoln.
They are. Jennifer and Hubby, pumpkin pie with a lot of whipped cream.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Lots of whipped cream.
That's a good. Yeah. That's good.
Yes.
That's a good option. I mean, frankly, a lot of people are eating a lot of stuff today.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That pin lights up. It's incredible.
That's
that
mine.
Pin?
That's a Royals. Oh, where'd you get that?
It was sitting right here.
You can have it.
No. Like I'm giving it back to you after the show.
That's a Royals stick.
It's just sitting right here, though.
In Pasadena.
You left it here, but you will get this back. That is the roll call sponsored by your friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. You know Sarah will be around the Spirit Animal.
Sarah!
That'd be a great place to watch the game today if you're not going.
Yes.
And to party after the game as
Christmas
well.
Christmas lights will be up.
They are
up.
Partay.
Just like
that. You know what that is?
Just like that. You can partay with Sarah.
You may ask for some honey mustard and a piece of turkey.
Just give me some honey mustard.
She might have it.
A slab of turkey.
By the way, Madsen's just south of 48th and Holdridge in Lincoln. Now, we left the show Wednesday, and then there's a bit of news regarding Nebraska that took over the world by storm. It's not Nebraska, Iowa. It's, hey, Dylan Raiola might look at the portal, possibly.
God, I didn't even know.
Yeah, that was the big story of Wednesday. Everyone's just saying, what do you know?
Marty called me.
I don't know.
Marty called me. Me and Marty got into it. He called me and said...
You're fighting?
Well, I mean, I was acerbic as I can be. You know how I can be.
Good word, by the way. Acerbic.
He said, hey, are you working on a story? And I'm like, what story?
It's like that.
He goes, I figured you were working on Dylan Raiola leaving. And I was like, no, I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? And the TV was really loud in the background. I said, you sound like a crazy man, by the way.
The TV blaring.
TV was blaring. Let me step outside. I don't know if there's anything to that.
Well, here was Matt Rhule.
He was asked about.
Was at his press conference right after the news was announced. That rumors of Dylan leaving. Here was Matt Rhule's response to the rumors.
I haven't seen that report. I haven't seen that, so I don't know anything about that. I would never get up here and talk about a player. I love Dylan. Like, I love all my guys, and he's in their treatment right now, so I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that.
Now, is it possible he could be on the move? Of course it's possible. I mean, we could write that really easily.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, you could write it. I guess if you put it in writing, then it's something else, but I don't know. I mean,
I thought zero of the story. Someone thought that. What about that? And I go, was it like factual? Is it like someone made a statement of any sort? I go, well, someone said.
Someone said. I didn't
know what that is.
I just think I didn't even read the article.
Yeah, is it possible? Yeah. I mean, we already talked about that. Right. There's always a chance of something happening for a lot of people. There will be people leaving every team right now in the whatever top 40 that their fan bases will be upset about.
100.
Yep. Every single team will lose someone.
And Nebraska will too, other than Dylan. I rest assured.
Yeah, that's just the way it is now. Yeah.
They will lose a player or players. And I could almost say one, but I'm not. It's just to underscore the point. Yeah, they're going to lose guys that people go, oh, God, no. Yeah. That's just the way it is. So you could write an article. I could have written an article that said, yeah, it's very, and it would have caused a stir if I would have wrote an article that said, Dylan, there's a possibility that Dylan could leave, because there is a possibility.
It's true.
But here's the funny part about it. Every single Husker fan after the UCLA game say, okay, what's going to happen here?
Right.
I mean, every single Husker fan said,
right,
what do you think is going to happen here? And then all of a sudden someone brings up, well, he might leave. What?
What? You're kidding me.
I mean, I'm just like, what is that?
Bill should be on radio. You are on radio. No, that's exactly right. It's odd. It was, but I think if someone from the outside writes it, then it's like,
there's the traction. No, somebody else wrote about it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We know he's not playing today because he's still hurt. TJ Lateef will be the quarterback today. So, we will not see Dylan today.
Be quite a surprise if Dylan.
That'd be quite the shock. He's out there.
Jake has done an unbelievable job. He has an Iowa media member that we're going to reach out to later.
No. What time?
7:15.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, David Eichholz on from
Eichholz.
You know him?
Yeah, he's a controversial figure.
He is controversial.
What's controversial?
Well,
about
he's just a he's a he pushes the envelope.
Does he?
Yeah. All right. He wouldn't mind me saying that.
I think he would agree with that.
Yeah, he would.
Well, I'm fired up to meet him or talk to him.
Well, before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where should the people go this morning on this Black Friday?
Super Early Bird.
The Early Bird is open right now. Open up at 6:30 with free and spacious.
There should
parking.
Be a line, but they'll come through quick. They'll get you. If there's a line, don't worry. Just get in line. It'll go quick. They'll get you lined up and get you in there to your pastel
today
booth right away.
They're open on game day.
They're open today.
Don't get me started with those guys.
They're open on game day.
Oh, they're going to be packed.
Unbelievable. I talked to Jamie last night. We texted last night.
You did not.
Yeah, just texting about the what's going on. Talked about Joe a little bit. What was going on?
Where's Jamie?
What's that? Jamie's in Omaha.
He lives in Omaha.
Yes.
If you stop by the Bird, you could get French toast. You could get breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, chicken fried sandwiches, smothered pancakes, waffles, and don't forget the world famous hash holes. Top by today, open till 2 p.m. Early Bird at 19th and K. When we come back, Aging Gracefully is next.
Oh, God.
On Early Break of the Ticket.